I think last year we said over Svas Emes, and this week's Parshas Vayakel, who spoke about the concept of Gemara Menachos. Chazal say, Echad Hamar Bevechad Hamamit Mubachi Chavan Liba L'Shamayim. So the normal understanding of that Chazal, it's a Mishnah Menachos, is even though you're being Mamayit, if it's the Shem Shemayim, it's acceptable. The Pasuk's comparing it says, Reich Nechoyach, by bringing a behemo as a korban, Reich Nechoyach, we're bringing a oif as a korban, and Reich Nechoyach, we're bringing a mincha as a korban. So we say, even though you're being Mamayit, only bringing a mincha, since if you're Mechavan, Liba L'Shamayim, it's acceptable. He points out that sometimes the problem is all the way around, that the marba is not L'Shem Shemayim. The person who's doing a lot, that the ribui is not l'shem shemaim. The echad hamarba also has to be mechavan l'shem shemaim, and sometimes being memayit under those circumstances is a form of l'shem shemaim. See, he says the similar idea in a different place in Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Hei, the first piece that he has in Parshas Vayakel. He brings from the Baal Shem Tov that every time a person does an avodah, he has to work on yiran busha. Because otherwise, when a person is germa kol ma'asav, boli de gavhus. Look at me, I finished a phenomenal avodah. I did a phenomenal accomplishment. Look how great I am. A person can, in their minds, can get to that. So therefore, that a person has to do what every time he does an avodah, he accomplishes something significant, he has to stop and look back and say, you know, that look in front of whom I'm standing, be aware of that, you know, whatever I've accomplished is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a way to be mechavan, make liba l'shamayim. So he says, he suggests the pshat, the pasuk says, marbim ha'om l'havi, and Moshe Rabbeinu told him to stop. So, why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell him to stop? So Moshe Rabbeinu told him to stop because there's enough. But the pasuk says there was enough ve'hoser, and they had more. So it means apparently the fact that they had more wasn't problematic be'etzim. Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to, by forcing them to stop in the middle, so the person feels like he wanted to do more and he didn't, and he wasn't able to do more, that itself generates the action that he did was done with the proper intent and not with the feeling of, wow, I've accomplished so much. So this is an interesting question which we have and the challenge to turn that into modern avoda. We need to work on feeling good about our avoda and feeling that we've accomplished something, because that's what gives us the motivation to do it again. Anivus is not an area which you need to work. We should work on too much, because that will dampen the enthusiasm that we need to make our avodah with the full excitement that it really should have and the proper commitment that it should have. That being said, a person has to recognize that, you know, that the idea of gaiva is not a good thing. So the balance of feeling good about what we're doing and feeling accomplished about what we're doing, the way we balance it is not by saying, well, it was nothing that I accomplished. We balance it by recognizing that whatever we've accomplished has been a chesed from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Breshem gave us the koyach, he gave us the idea, he gave us the circumstances, and we stand with humility in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we say thank you to him for giving me that opportunity. So I'm not the source, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source. That's how we generate true anivus. It's supposed to being minimizing what we've accomplished. It's the year in the busha that the Baal Shem Tov is referring to, that a person has to generate. You know, if anything, a person should be in awe of what he's accomplished and be thankful for that he had the opportunity to do that. And Davin to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he should be able to do it again. Have a good Shabbos.